Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Yeah, so what was happening, I was driving on the N2 at around 4 o'clock in the morning. I was heading towards the gym that I go to, and there was must have been a rock or some obstruction in the road in the middle lane, and I drove over it and my tire burst. Pulled over, two security guards from Fidelity Security Company stopped to assist me, helping me change the tire. I think if it wasn't for them, I think this could have been a lot worse. And then as they were helping me change the tire, two guys had gotten into my car and their keys were still in the ignition and they were trying to take my stuff or trying to take the car. So our immediate reaction was to run towards the car and we got them out. But in the process of trying to grab my phone and the scuffle, I just heard this gunshot and I realized that I'd been shot in the leg. But the Fidelity Security Company, the guy managed to kind of catch one and hold him on the floor, and the other guy escaped. But about 10 minutes later, the other guy came back, shoot him. We phoned the police immediately. As soon as I was shot, they did not arrive for about 45 minutes.
Well, you're sitting now on the side of the road with your leg.
Sitting on the side of the road, bleeding out. Eventually, two cops did come. I think they were off duty, but very casually walking. I think this was about 30 minutes later, and they kind of were like, what's happened? And they didn't really do anything. It was more the security company and the ambulance that just was trying to help. They kind of just stood by the car, and the guy took my name and my number down and address. I'm yet to hear from them.
I want to just, first of all, I have an apology to you, and then I have a question for you. So my apology is that, as it does Broken Telephone, the story we heard was a woman was shot, she saw a rock on the road, she stopped to remove the rock, and I was like, who in Durban does that? And so I apologize, because obviously this Broken Telephone, that was not what happened at all. Mm. You didn't stop to remove the rock, your tire got popped, burst from that. But my biggest question, I've never spoken to someone who's been shot before. What did it feel like?
I think with the adrenaline running, felt the sharp pain in my leg.
Where in your leg?
So they've shot me just above my ankle, and the bullet went out in the side of my ankle on my tibia, and the bullet went out to the front of my leg.
So did you have your phone with you, and who did you call?
Yeah, we immediately phoned the SAPS and we phoned the ambulance, and then also my star tracker. I can't say they were very helpful either. No. They kept asking me where I am, and you know, obviously on your star it should be showing where you are.
Totally.
And in those times of crisis, you don't want to be giving your ID number and your date of birth. You know, I'm saying I'm shot, I need help.
This is horrendous. And
security guards are trying to hold this guy down and avoid being shot themselves.
Well, good luck, and please keep us updated.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope you up on your feet again soon.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.